Today, many churches across this land and in other parts of the world, we will be celebrating that he is risen. And then we read from the Gospel of Luke the account of these women going to the tomb of Jesus saying, he was not there, and they went to share the good news. But I'm going to read what happened to the disciples in the Gospel of John. They said, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Shalom. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he says to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Through the door were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hand. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the Gospels. Thank you for your word. And as we spend these 10 minutes together here in your house, may your Holy Spirit help us to learn more about you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. He is risen.
He is
risen. What a shout. He is risen.
He is risen.
Wow, the resurrection took place 2,000 years ago. And still today, you know, more than 2,000 years ago, there's still people don't believe, still doesn't impress cynical minds because it is like a myth from the past to many. The resurrection tells us and confirms us that Jesus is the Lord of life. It tells us about our own coming resurrection. Do you believe that? Our own coming resurrection, the hope that we have in the risen Lord. This morning we read from the two Gospels. And I think we can learn some lessons from what they did. And the first lesson is that the resurrection was unexpected. We read how the women went to visit the tomb of Jesus. And we read in the Gospel this morning that they didn't remember what he says. Mary Magdalene was shocked when she saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. The resurrection was unexpected. And also the disciples. We read that John was the first disciple to believe, but when we read the Gospel of John chapter 20 verse 9 says, they still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Christ told them that he has to do that. They did not remember. The disciples were terrified. The resurrection was unexpected. The second thing we can learn from here is that there was unbelief. There was unbelief. A resurrection from the dead, they saw how he did it for other people. Maybe a few days before, he did it with Lazarus. But for Jesus, Mary went with the news to the disciples. They were weeping and mourning. She went to tell them that they had been with him. And when they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Unless we see it, we are going to believe. And perhaps what happened is that they have in their mind, they were waiting for a Messiah that will come and conquer the Romans, destroy the Romans. In their minds, they were waiting for somebody who will transform the nation. And they wanted to be, to have a status. They wanted to be part of that kingdom. And Jesus rebuked them. And you know, in one occasion, Jesus told them, he said that the one who is like a child will be the greatest in his kingdom. And a child is somebody who trusts. When Zach is with the mom, he feels okay. He trusts James, trusts mom. That's the faith that Jesus wants from us. There was unbelief. Another reason, perhaps, it was that they didn't understand the nature of his kingdom. It was not an earthly mission. It was a spiritual mission. It's about the hearts of men and women. It's about your heart. It's about my heart. Thank you for the testimonies. How the Lord has touched your heart. And you can say, I love you. It's only this Holy Spirit. No, it's not about religion. It's not about liturgy. It's not about knowledge. It's about your heart. God wants to change your heart. And another reason is that there was not 100% belief. Shall we say that together? There was not 100%. They believe in him. They were with him. But maybe in their heart they said, I am a disciple of Christ, but if I don't like it, I can go back to my old life. And that's what they did. They dropped their nets, and now what happened? They went fishing again. A few later, Jesus' appearance convicted them. Sometimes we say we are Christians, but we only committed 50%, 70%. I don't like that preacher. So I don't believe that. This is my Jesus. This is my God. That is what the disciples were doing. They were only committed. Not 100%. But what about us in Bangor? What about us? Shall we say this together? Jesus. My friends, sometimes we want to get closer to God. And there are times when we said, well, why people go to church twice on Sundays? And we said, why some people are so committed? Why some people take the Bible so seriously? They want to have a life. I have a life. I don't have time. I have to be sociable. I love God, but I cannot be what I am on Sundays when I am with my friends during the week. This is who I am. So God is love. He has to accept me as I am. We don't understand the power of the gospel and prayer. Jesus, shall we say together? Jesus wants all. My friends, sometimes there is no 100% belief. And we go to churches, and we are part of a church, and we serve the church, but we are not 100% committed. That's what happened to the disciples. And then when problem comes, we want the answers quickly. Thank you for your testimonies. There will not be an easy road. Sorry to tell you that. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple have to take up. But look, the promises in the Bible. You have a problem in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, shall we read it together? I don't want to be gloomy all the way through. You know, let's read together. This is a promise for us. Rejoice.
The Lord is near. Do not be
So you are facing a problem, you are facing a circumstances, your wife, your husband, your friends, your children, your grandchildren, the church, and your fellow workers. The word of God says, rejoice and bring everything to do in prayer. The Lord is near to you. But you know what? We don't go to the Lord. There is unbelief. We go to the pub. We go to our best friend. We want revenge. We want to kill the person. You know what she says. You know what he says. Do not be anxious about anything. Rejoice in the Lord. Day after day, we are supposed to trust in him. No matter what, to believe in him. No matter what. But even these godly disciples, we are in good company. There was unbelief. One of the disciples, Thomas, went, you know, was there. And a week later, his disciples were in the house again. And Thomas was with them. He didn't believe it. You know, it was too good to be true. So Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you, Thomas. Shalom. I want to give you peace." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hands and put it into my side." Wow. Wow. And Thomas said, "My Lord, my God." This is so deep. Because when John wrote his gospel, perhaps outside on the streets, people were shouting, "Caesar is Lord, Caesar is God." And for a person to cry out, "Jesus is Lord, Jesus is God," was something very important. Like that happened to in Sri Lanka just yesterday, a few hours ago. "My Lord, my God." Now, there is unbelief. You know, Thomas was in the church. Thomas was serving the church. Thomas was part of the church. He didn't believe. The fact that we are in church doesn't mean that we believe. Thomas was one of the disciples. There is unbelief in our lives. One scholar, a very old one, Charles Ehrman, said his statement, Thomas' statement, is not only the culmination of belief, it is also the climax of the gospel. Thomas' challenge is our challenge today, my friends, in Bangor, our challenge in Manchester, our challenge in London, our challenge in New York, our challenge in Ecuador, our challenge in China. Our challenge is to make the same bold witness in the face of the many lords and many gods of our generation. Our jobs, our culture, our tradition, many things are crying for our worship. We want to be lords and gods of our life. This is my life. And the church has to accept it. And God has to accept it. Thomas' statement is not only the culmination of belief, it's also the climax of the gospel. 100% belief. I conclude with what Jesus told Thomas. "Well, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." That's okay, isn't it? He got it right. He was able to touch it. But Jesus says, shall we read together the words in red? This is the words of Jesus. "Blessed are those." Have you seen the Lord? I have not seen him. He's saying, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And the translation of that word is supremely happy. Wow, isn't it? How many of you have no problems whatsoever? I can see. How many of you are facing very difficult circumstances even today? Don't be afraid. You know what Jesus says to you? Supremely happy are those who have not seen and yet believe. You see, the main problem in humanity, what is it that we believe? It's not Brexit. Okay? The main problem in humanity is not the climate change. The main problem is sin. Because sin is what doesn't allow us to have communion with God. And Jesus says, supremely happy are those who have not seen me and yet believe. Because God is holy, holy, holy. And we are sinners. I cannot get to God because I am Baptist, I am Anglican, Methodist, or any religion. Or because I am a good person. It's because what Jesus did on that cross. What is it? This is the gospel. This is what you proclaim this morning. Shall we read together? The cross. So when you saw Pierce, Phil, Melanie, and Sophie going into the water, they were saying, I die to my own life. And I am buried with Jesus. But I am alive again. And my hope is in Him. My friend is Easter. Today we celebrate Easter in 2019. He is now the risen Lord. We see Him by faith. We know Him by faith, and we prove Him by faith. Believing Him, for Christ is Lord, because He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for that wonderful hope that we have in you. Father, I pray for my friends here, for my brothers and sisters. Father, thank you for the disciples that your resurrection was unexpected. There was unbelief. But Father, help us not to join that group of people who don't believe. Help us to believe. Help us to trust in you. And help us to join those brothers and sisters years ago when they cry, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Bless our lives this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.